Good morning.
Good morning.
Today we're going to talk about cleaning out the closet. It's something that has to happen far too often, especially when you have two kids. I'm sure some of you can relate. Both cleaning the closet and cleaning the house is something that has to be done constantly. I know Tim and Jennifer probably think we have abundance of everything because we're like, hey, bring the RV today because we're loading you up to ship out. That's something that Mary Jo and I have been doing a lot lately, is trying to get rid of the riffraff, trying to get rid of the extra stuff, because we always have too much of everything. But the problem, of course, with that is it's not just clothing. There's emotional attachment that's involved with that clothing. So it's not as easy to get rid of everything that you think you don't need. You know, those that pair of pants that you've had, whether you wore them for a wedding, or you got them in high school or college, or you know, and they fit a little too snug now. They've shrunk all of a sudden, right? They don't fit, but you can't part with them. You don't know why, but you can't do it. They're in the bottom of the drawer, and you cannot get rid of them. Or there's that sweater that Grandma Betty gave you, right? You see her once a year. When she comes in, you put on that sweater. You act like it's your favorite sweater that you've had the whole time for the last 5 years. You've worn it five times, right? And we all have that. And if you don't, you're missing out. And then there's that vacation we took, and we got that t-shirt or that sombrero in Mexico, and we had to have it for that one night at that one time. But now it's 2021, and you got it in 2005, and you wore it that one time. Maybe you pull out for Halloween, but that sombrero is 4 foot by 3 foot, and it just doesn't fit anywhere, right? But what do we do with them? Because there's that attachment that comes with that. Like, I can't get rid of it. Remember that time we went to Mexico, and it was just phenomenal? I can't get rid of that hat. So what do we do? Well, it's all about your attitude. Someday you'll dye it, right? You'll dye it. I'll fit in those pants again. I know I can do it. Or, you know, Grandma Betty will pass, and she'll no longer be here. Or that sombrero I can pull out for Halloween or New Year's and wear it. It'll be a hit. But it's a tweak of the attitude. Those pants that are too small, maybe I can give them away, and someone can use that to go get a job, become employed. That orange sweater that I wear five times, maybe someone that lives in the tropical state of Minnesota, maybe they'll stay warm with it. Maybe that's the only sweater they have. I can give that away and allow them to wear it and enjoy it. Or that sombrero. You know, that mistake that we made that we're too proud to admit it. You know, we spent that $40 on that sombrero that we didn't need. I can't get rid of that. Right? I can't. Because we can't get rid of that mistake in our head. We can't admit that to our spouse. But just like we come today, we have to examine ourselves at the communion table and cleaning out our closet. It's important that we are truthful to ourselves because God knows. We like to tweak it to make ourselves look a little better. We have to understand that God knows that we have a one-size-fits-all policy. Those pants will never be too small here. That sweater, as long as you're wearing it with the right attitude and not upset because it's Grandma Betty, oh, I have to wear it today, it matters. He approves of it. That sombrero, maybe you're holding on to a family feud. Maybe you have that thorn in your spouse's side and you need to pull it out a little bit. We made a mistake. We have to ask for forgiveness, just like we do around this table every single week. God knows what's in your closet and in your heart. We have to clean out the closet, but the most important cleaning is in your heart. We all get caught up. We all lose track. We all fall short, and that's okay. Be able to admit it to yourself, because without admittance, without forgiveness, we can't have everlasting life. And that is truly the biggest blessing, the best pair of pants, the best sweatshirt, and the best sombrero you may ever buy is right here. It's in your heart. Understanding that with God's forgiveness, we have all. We have all. So as we come around this table today, as we are looking at our lives, as we are reflecting, be honest with yourself. Be truthful. Understand that we've all fallen short. We've all made a few mistakes. And open up to Him. Let Him know that we are here to live life for Him.